This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad thereon. A new festive date has been added to the Jewish religious calendar. On that day, 10 years ago, in the year 5708 since the creation, 1948 of the current era, the establishment of the State of Israel was proclaimed. On that day, the representatives of the first Jewish sovereign body in the land of Israel since the destruction of the Temple assembled in Tel Aviv and put their signatures to an historic Declaration of Independence, which ended with the words, "Our call goes out to the Jewish people all over the world to rally to our side in the task of immigration and development and to stand by us in the great struggle for the fulfillment of generations, the redemption of Israel."
Mitoch bitachon b'tzur Yisrael, hinenu chotmim, b'chtimat yadenu, le'edut al hachrza zu, b'moshav mo'etzet hamdina hazmanit, על אדמת המולדת, עיר תל אביב, היום הזה, ערב שבת, אייר תשח 14 במאי 1948.
With trust in the Rock of Israel, we set our hand to this declaration at this session of the Provisional State Council in the city of Tel Aviv on the Sabbath Eve, the 5th of Iyar, 5708, the 14th of May, 1948. In the following year, after the infant state had heroically and miraculously repelled the criminal onslaught of five Arab aggressor nations, the Knesset, Israel's parliament, passed a law proclaiming the 5th of Iyar as a national holiday to be known as Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Independence Day. At the same time, the Israel rabbinate issued a special order of prayers and enjoined that the 5th of Iyar be observed as a day of thanksgiving to the Almighty for his miracles of deliverance and his vouchsafing us the dawn of the long-awaited messianic redemption at Halta di Geula, after nearly 2 millennia of homelessness and unmitigated exile. Thanksgiving services are held on the eve of Independence Day and the following morning. The traditional festive candles are kindled in the home and synagogue. There, the Jewish people in the diaspora and in Israel assemble to recite Hallel, the Psalms of Praise for God's deliverance. Let us catch just for a moment the strains of one of the many Independence Day services held in the synagogues of Israel in town and village. It is from Bnei Brak, that stronghold of Jewish learning, both in ancient times and today. The reader is leading the congregation in the Hallel service, reciting Hodu, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. The prophetic reading for the day, the Haftarah, is taken from Isaiah's messianic vision of the latter days, when the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the earth shall be as full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. When the Lord will send forth his hand a second time to recover the remnant of his people from Assyria and from Egypt and from the islands of the sea, and will assemble the dispersed of Israel and gather together the scattered of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
Goyim yidroshu vehayta menuchato kavod vehaya bayom hao yosif Adonai shenit yado liknot et she'ar amo asher yishair me'ashur mimitzrayim ומי פטרוס ומי קוש ומעילם ומי שינער ומי חמת ומאיי הים. ונעשה נס לגויים, ואסף נידחי ישראל, ונפוצות יהודה יקבץ מארבע כנפות הארץ. צהלי ורוני יושבת ציון, כי גדול בקרבך קדוש ישראל.
On this day too, it is fitting that we remember the myriads of our brethren and relatives who perished in the Nazi Holocaust, out of whose ashes the new state arose, and above all, the heroes of the War of Independence and the Sinai Campaign, who gave their lives for the restoration of the Holy Land. The memorial prayer for the martyrs of the Nazi Holocaust.
קדושים טהורים בהם גיונים וצדיקים ארזי הלבנון ועד יורי התורה Thank you.
והקדושים לזיכרון תמיד, נגד עיניך צדקתם. יבואו שלום וינוחו על משכבותם, ולא
In synagogues all over the world, a new prayer has been added on the Sabbaths and holy days, the prayer for the welfare of the state. Our Father in heaven, the rock and redeemer of Israel, bless the state of Israel, the dawning of our redemption, shelter it under the wings of thy loving kindness, and spread over it the tabernacle of thy peace. Grant thy light and truth to its leaders, ministers, and advisors, and inspire them with good counsel before thee. Support the defenders of our sacred land, and grant them, O Lord, deliverance, and crown them with victory. Remember our brethren, all the house of Israel, in all the lands of their dispersion, and lead them speedily erect to Zion thy city, and Jerusalem thy sanctuary.
Avinu shebashamayim, Tzur Yisrael vegoalo, Barech et medinat Yisrael, ראשית צמיחת גאולתנו, הגן עליה ביברת חסדך, ופרוס עליה סוכת שלומך. ושלח אורך ועמיתך לראשיה, שריה ויועציה, ותקנם ביצה טובה מלפניך. חזק את ידי מגיני ארץ קודשנו, והנחילים אלוהינו ישועה, ועטרת ניצחון תיאטרן, ונתת שלום בארץ, ושמחת עולם ליושביה.
David Meshiach Tzidkecha.
On Yom Ha'atzma'ut, we sound the shofar and pray, May it be thy will, O Lord our God and the God of our fathers, that as we have been granted the dawn of redemption, so may we be granted to hear the sound of the trumpet of the Messiah.
Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu Kesheim shezachinu le'atchalta zigula Ken nizkeh lishmoa kol shofaro shel Mashiach.
This program was written and arranged by Arye Newman under the auspices of the Jewish Agency's Department for Torah, Education and Culture in Jerusalem, with the assistance of the English and music sections of the Voice of Zion, Jerusalem. The studio production was by Yehuda Lev, the narration was by Yosef Yaakov. The recording of the synagogue service came from the Hapoel HaMizrahi Synagogue in Bnei Brak, and the prayer leader was Alexander Malkiel. The prayer for the welfare of the state and the memorial prayer were intoned by the chief cantor of the Israel Army, Abraham Carmel, and the Haftarah by Mordechai Priman of the religious program section of the Israel Broadcasting Service.